So basically, what I want to do is to just talk through each track on the album.
Okie doke. So talking through the track, sorry, talking through tracks on the album, yes. So track three is marinated for up to 5 weeks. And this one has got it's had a nice start. So I was doing these arrangements for a string trio to play that was like they play live with a backing track. But so I was working with the backing track and doing these arrangements. I was imagining what the string trio would like sound like on top of the backing track. And I was playing around with the audio, and one of the backing track audio I was playing around with on that day was this like a Jennifer Lopez track of all things, extremely cheesy. Like it's like I actually don't, I don't have a problem with Jennifer Lopez generally, but this particular track was like unbearable, really. But it had this amazing that it was for some reason the backing track. If you imagine the backing track, you can get these backing tracks that are like reconstructed versions of the songs, and the backing track version had this really cool harmony moment, which I picked up on and wanted to sample and make into a track. And that is what, well, that's what I did. But then I'm absolutely terrified about ripping people off and being prosecuted by algorithms and everything. So I reconstructed the reconstruction myself, if you can imagine. So it's like, then there's like three levels. So you've got the original song, the reconstruction for a backing track, and then my reconstruction of the reconstruction. And I made all of that, and then sampled it, and then put some drums on it. And this is that's the and then there's a nice little guitar line that was part of the original as well. And it's my that was my first time I've liked music I've tried to make in that vein, where you try to take an interesting sample, like in this case, like a synth thing with a guitar element. I put some drums with it, and that's the track. And that's the first time. This is the first time I've ever done something like that and been happy with the result. And so it's a bit of a landmark from that point of view. Title, this is just a fun one. So there's it was olive oil, I think. No, chili oil in a restaurant which I won't name for legal reasons. That's a joke. I'm sure I could name them, but the chili oil has written on the side had written on the side of it, marinated for up to 5 weeks. And I just thought that was seemed quite funny, because I mean, so what, you know, that could be like, what's that, 2 days, like 5 days, could be there could be not much marinating at all in that in that description, you know.